Dr. Aaron Wolfson, psychologist based in New Orleans, Louisiana, and this is the inaugural episode of my new podcast. In fact, it's so new, we don't even have a name for it yet, so maybe that's something you can help us with over time. I've been working with adults coping with chronic pain and other physical problems for over 10 years, and have found that one of the most useful things I can do with people is to help them learn how to relax. Now, it seems simple, just relax. I mean, we say it all the time to each other, but rarely do people take the time to learn a simple set of skills that can go a long way toward improving our quality of life. The purpose of this podcast and subsequent recordings is to explore the ways we can improve our overall wellness behaviors to live a more productive life. Now, many of these techniques will be applicable to individuals with chronic pain, physical problems, migraines, anxiety, depression, and that's the whole point. We expect you to use these techniques, these skills, these recordings, however you'd like, and we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to find out how they were able to help you. I'm constantly telling my patients that relaxation training is like the Tylenol of mental health. I mean, reducing muscle tension, quieting anxiety-producing thoughts, and improving that feeling of well-being is good medicine for just about anything. And that is the entire reason behind my decision to start this podcast. Goodness knows I don't need more things to do. I'm a pretty busy guy. But I thought this was important enough to give it a try. It's my hope that listening to these recordings, and more importantly, actively practicing relaxation, will provide you with a safe, stable foundation to assist you in increasing your overall sense of comfort and relaxation. I'll be recording a number of different relaxation exercises that can be used to actively practice relaxation so that you can build the necessary skills to pull out and use both in acute periods of distress and as preventative maintenance to avoid that feeling of emotional chaos. Before we get too far along, it's probably helpful to talk about the relaxation process by discussing the stress response. It's interesting to hear what people think when you mention the word stress. I've done this dozens of times in my pain management groups and am surprised often by how people respond to this word. Terms like fear, anger, nausea, illness, tightness, oppression, depression are all common stream of consciousness phrases that pop up time and again. In general, I like to think of stress as an emotional, physical, and cognitive response to threat or perceived threat. Think of that instant where you're cut off in traffic and for a split second you aren't sure if you're going to wreck your car. That sudden burst of energy or adrenaline, that pit of your stomach feeling, that is your response to a perceived threat. In general, we need this sudden squirt of energy to either stay and fight the threat or run away from it. This fight or flight sensation has very old biological roots that still influence us today. For example, when we were living as cavemen and women, we constantly came in contact with animals that could easily eat us. When put in this situation, certain hormones and neurochemicals are released to increase our heart rate and respiration to prepare us for battle or flight. At the same time, other non-essential bodily functions are slowed, such as our ability to fight illness, become sexually aroused, or digest that giant brontosaurus burger we ate earlier. Obviously, staring down the barrel of a hungry T-Rex is not the time to think about procreation or other unimportant functions. The problem is that our lives are not regularly in danger, yet our brains do not know the difference. We give that work deadline or public speaking requirement the same emotional value as being eaten by a dinosaur. Worse yet, we live in a chronic state of fear that causes these biological changes to assault our bodies, compromising our immune system and causing all kinds of chronic medical problems. So what do we do about it? Well, we try to put things in perspective. This might mean working with a therapist to reframe some of those things we fear, or maybe we work off some of that anxiety with exercise. Some people use other unhealthier ways. In the short term, these methods may make us feel better, but we all know the long-term problems they cause. Another approach is to actively practice the relaxation response to counter some of the latent stress we all feel, which brings us back to relaxation. One of the ways I like to think about relaxation is to talk about attention. For example, have you ever had that experience of zoning out while driving down the highway? I mean, you were able to do all the things you needed to arrive safely at your destination, but your attention was somewhere else? Or have you ever been so engrossed in a book or movie that you lose track of time? If so, that's what we want to build on here. That focus, that attention, and that zoning out can be put to good use to improve relaxation and reduce tension. In general, the best way to get started is make sure you have some uninterrupted time where you won't be bothered by the phone or other intrusions. Find a quiet, comfortable place to sit where you won't be disturbed. Try to sit somewhat upright rather than totally reclined, as this is usually an easier posture for good, relaxing breathing. How about we do a short relaxation exercise now, just to get the ball rolling, so you can see what we're talking about. Let's begin by doing something you're already familiar with, breathing. Here we want to inhale all the way down into the abdomen with a gentle, full breath. Hold it for a moment, feeling the slight tension in your chest before slowly exhaling. If it'll help you, place a hand on your abdomen and feel it rise and fall with each breath. One of the things that happen when we're stressed out is that we breathe more shallowly, so make sure to breathe deeply into the diaphragm. Good. This time, take a deep breath and hold it. Sip in a bit more and really feel that tension in your chest and lungs. Good. Now exhale slowly, and as you do, let the eyelids fall. Focus again on your breathing as you take another cleansing breath in, holding it for a moment, and letting it out gently again. As you breathe in comfort and relaxation, you can breathe out tension and worry. And following this gentle cycle of comfort in and tension out can add to your overall feeling of comfort and relaxation. Good. As you continue breathing in comfort and relaxation, let's turn our attention to parts of the body that might be tense or sore or tight. Try to breathe into those body parts, encouraging them to relax and loosen. It's sometimes helpful to do a full body scan from head to toe, looking for these trouble spots. Start at the top of your head and imagine that as you breathe, you cause a warm, heavy spot of relaxation to spread outward from the very top of your head, like we're pouring warm oil over the body. As that spot widens, you can feel that warm relaxation spreading to your forehead, tops of the ears, bridge of the nose, and beyond. Notice your temples and jaws loosening and feeling more relaxed. You may notice that your jaws gape slightly open, and the muscles in your throat and neck become more relaxed. Good. Remember, if you encounter any resistance, just back up and breathe gently. Notice that feeling of relaxation now traveling down the front and back of the neck into the upper back, shoulders, and chest. Feel the shoulders drop slightly toward the ground, as if we cut the strings tying your shoulders to your ears. Just let gravity take over, and let those shoulders fall. Good, good. Feel that relaxation travel down the chest, into the abdomen. Relax those stomach muscles. Let it all hang out like you've loosened your belt after a big meal. No one is watching. Feel the muscles in the low back become loose, heavy, and relaxed. Feel your arms, elbows, wrists, and fingers all letting go and becoming loose and relaxed. Now that the upper body is loose and relaxed, let the buttocks, thighs, hamstrings, knees, shins, ankles, and feet all relax and become heavy. Good. Feel the lower body sinking, relaxing, as if we can open two spigots on the bottoms of your feet and allow the tensions to flow out like liquid. Good. I'll invite you now to turn your attention inward, toward your mind's eye. Pay special attention to any sights, images, memories, sounds, or sensations that might pop up. Imagine that you're sitting on the bank of a river, watching single thoughts float by like leaves on a stream. You can choose at any point to dip your fingers into the cool water and examine those thoughts, or just choose to let them pass on by, knowing that you can pay attention to them later. Watch those leaves from way upstream as they pass right by you. You may notice your attention wandering, and that's okay. Or you may be intently focusing on each word you hear, and that's okay too. Just go with it. For example, you may notice way off in the distance, looking at the horizon, nothing to hinder your view for miles in any direction. Just flat open space. You can see the horizon, the exact place where the earth meets the sky, and can, if you try, pick out the exact center of your field of view. Look at that dark speck off in the distance. The more you concentrate, the closer and more in focus it can become until it approaches effortlessly. You can probably tell by now that as you focus, you can recognize something familiar. It's a staircase. Perhaps it's a staircase you've seen and used before, or perhaps it's entirely new to you right now. It doesn't really matter. What's important is that it has 10 steps. In a moment, we're going to start at the top of that staircase and begin to make our way down. As we count from 10 to 1, you can notice a deepening sense of relaxation watching over you. You may notice at times that my voice sounds very close by, and at other times may seem very far away. Just listen to what's important to you as we make our way down the staircase. Beginning now, 10, 9, good, 8, deeper and deeper now, 7, nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. 6. Good. Good. 5. Halfway there now. 4. Deeper. 3. More and more relaxed. 2. 1. Good. Notice how nice it is to be at the bottom, fully relaxed and at ease. Now that we're here, we can do just about anything we want. This will be the starting off point for many different adventures and healing journeys in the future. It'll be very important that if you are to achieve maximum benefit from future relaxation training, that we can master this process here, of becoming deeply relaxed and focused. The interesting part of this whole process may be the ease with which we can slip back into this very relaxed state in the future. All we'll have to do is find a comfortable place to practice, close your eyes, and count backwards from 10 to 1. Of course, you'll use this powerful exercise only when it's totally safe to do so, and won't try during times where it may cause you harm, like when you're driving, operating equipment, or performing brain surgery. Most other times are okay. Take a moment here and enjoy this deep sense of relaxation. Pay attention to how nice it feels and really enjoy it. Perhaps you'd like to continue exploring this place. Perhaps it's a relaxing place you've been before. A place where you feel calm and safe. Or maybe it's a totally new spot. Either way, just enjoy it for a while. Good. And again, this deep sense of relaxation is always just a few moments away. Finding a comfortable, quiet place and counting from 10 to 1 can trigger this deep sense of calm, quiet. And in fact, future efforts will allow you to achieve this deep relaxation much more quickly than you have here. In a moment, when you're fully ready, begin the process of returning to full consciousness. As we count back up from 1 to 10, you'll notice yourself becoming more alert and more refreshed, feeling as though you've taken a refreshing nap, but without any of the grogginess. So allow yourself to finish any unfinished business as we begin the process of counting now. 1, 2, 3, more and more alert now, 4, 5, halfway there, 6, more awake, coming back, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you haven't already, let the eyes open. How do you feel? What are you aware of? If you were able to have a deeply relaxing time, what helped you do so? If not, what stood in your way? Remember, this is a process that we'll be practicing over time, and as you practice, just like anything else, you will improve. Feel free to replay this exercise regularly. I typically recommend that people practice a little bit every day until they no longer need to listen to the recording to become deeply relaxed. As we go along here, I'll be offering you other more advanced ways to build on this deep relaxation. Perhaps you'll discover some combination of skills that allows you to achieve the desired effect. Until then, feel free to contact me at drdr.aaron@gmail.com. We'll have a brand new website, place for you to interact with others up soon, so stay tuned. Thanks again for joining me.